Companies seeking city contracts with Milwaukee would need to sign an affidavit verifying that they have searched their records of profits or investments made from slavery. Earl Butler is a small business owner who says some of his ancestors were slaves. He says there needs to be a restructuring of the wealth made from the slave trade.
There was a wealth generated through slavery for the 300 plus years of free labor that America stands on today. And that wealth is locked in to inheritance, and it's structurally transmitted or passed on from generation to generation.
Butler says the proposed ordinance helps strengthen the argument for reparations or financial payments to descendants of slaves. But Milwaukee Alderman Jim Bull is skeptical of the plan. He says the proposal is a bureaucratic hurdle for the business community, and he doesn't see any benefit of companies proving that they do not have any ties to slavery.
Let's tackle the real here human problems that currently exist that are plaguing large segments of our community and our city, as opposed to looking back 140 years and making everyone consider whether or not they were in existence, what company they acquired, what the ties from that company are.
Under the proposal, information contained in the affidavits from the companies will be made available to the public. Detroit, Los Angeles, and Chicago have similar ordinances. Donnie Forte, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.